What's good, everybody? Hope you guys are having a wonderful and blessed day. Welcome to another episode of the Gamerflex Podcast, a podcast where you could be able to enjoy your favorite video games, but also making sure that your health and fitness is a priority as well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Ace. Welcome to another podcast. I got a lot to talk to you guys about. I'm not even going to give you guys excuses. I'm going to give you just legitimate reasons why I've been gone for a minute. The last podcast, the last month, but I've had a lot happen, but we're going to talk about it on the podcast. Welcome to episode 76. Today is a very special podcast, not only because we're doing it live on another platform. So two things. One, I am officially verified and partnered on Kick, so kick.com. So shout out to everybody that has followed me so far on Kick. I know it's a relatively new platform for me. Majority of my audience and the Gamerflex audience and Game Illuminati audience and whatnot is over on twitch.com. But I would hope and appreciate you guys coming over to kick.com/aceofalltrades01 and follow me there. It'd be much appreciated. I got partnership thanks to the Las Vegas Inferno, so shout out to the Inferno, and shout out to Andrew over at Kick. Appreciate you guys, and thank you for the opportunity. And we are on Kick, so we are doing the first podcast live on Kick. And I know it's a little bit late in the evening, but hey, I'm a father, I got things to do, I'm a husband, so I got a lot of things to take care of and whatnot. So we're gonna figure out a good time and whatnot to start doing the podcast over on Kick. Hopefully I can start doing it more early in the day so we get a little bit more interaction. We know we're trying to build over here on Kick and get a community as well. I would love to get 10k from Twitch over to Kick as well too, but it's going to take some time. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity, and I'm thankful. Appreciate you guys. So shout out to everybody over at the Game Illuminati. If you guys do not know, you're on the Kick channel, or if you're over here or just, you know, you're listening to the podcast regularly, then I am a member of the Game Illuminati. Feel free to go check out our website. It is giupdates.tv, and we have a free Discord, but you can also be able to have paid incentives, and you can be able to get some dope stuff as well over at our Discord. So discord.gg/giupdates. We have some awesome tiers, so feel free to go participate and help us out. Much appreciated. We got a whole bunch of people over there, and whatever you may be interested in, trust me, it's over here. Gaming, anime, fitness, sports, music, tech, whatever you like, anything like creative, got it over here at the Discord and Game Illuminati community. So check out gi.updates.tv and check out the Discord, discord.gg/giupdates. Shout out to everybody over at AMD. I'm a member of the AMD Red Team. I am an AMD Red Team partner. So shout out to everybody over at AMD. I partner and collab with AMD and AMD Gaming. So shout out to everybody at AMD Red Team. And last and certainly not least, for those of you guys that may not know, I am the head fitness trainer of the Las Vegas Inferno. Bring the heat. We are the official esport organization of the beautiful city of Las Vegas, Nevada. I am here to bridge that gap between gaming and fitness. And just like the part of the premise of the podcast, which just meshed so well with what I'm doing with the Inferno, I am here to bring that gap and to let people know that you can enjoy your favorite video games, but your fitness and your health, your mental and physical health, should be in a priority as well, actually higher than that. So that's what I'm doing at the Inferno. I mean, just kind of work with everything with Gamerflex. So shout out to everybody at the Inferno, shout out to everybody. Appreciate you guys. I already mentioned some of the sponsors: AMD, advanced.gg. They'll be linked down below if you guys are interested in checking out the past 75 other episodes, and also all the links to the sponsors and whatnot. So I typically have done the podcast on Fridays, but I've been really contemplating, because I really want to get more consistent, I'm contemplating on just switching it up and doing it on Mondays. I feel like that's like a terrible thing, but for right now, we're just trying to grow. And we're just trying to grow the brand of Gamerflex. So, and to work on some consistency. Once we can get the consistency down, then we can start switching it over into prime time, different times and whatnot. They're gonna be to hit the algorithms on the podcast platforms and everything. Because right now, I just need to work on consistency. That's what I need to work on. So I'm thinking of doing it on Mondays for right now, because I'm off on Mondays. I'm also off on Tuesday. So either Monday or Tuesday, because I usually do like my family days on Monday. Monday, but we shall see. But yeah, Monday or Tuesday, so I'm gonna start doing them weekly again. I work out all the time, I gotta start doing a podcast every week, because I've been missing a whole bunch of stuff. And and then if I'm not doing a podcast, it's usually because of family, church, work, or personal matters. And like I told you guys before, there's a lot to catch you guys up on, which I will. Continue to follow me over on IG and X, aka Twitter and Threads. I already mentioned that I am a partner on Kick, so follow me on Kick, kick.com/aceofalltrades01. And we'll be getting back to posting Gamerflex workouts. For those that do not know, I had surgery. So I had scar tissue removed from my left heel. And long story short, I stepped on a piece of glass 3 months ago, and the way it healed, it did not heal properly. And I'm a runner, so I typically walk on the balls of my feet anyway. I don't really apply that much pressure on my heel. But I did notice after about a month and a half to 2 months of removing the piece of glass that it still felt like something was in there. I checked out, got an MRI and everything like that. Everything checked out. There was nothing there, but the scar tissue itself was still hurting. They shaved it. Didn't work, so I had to have the tissue removed. So I've been out from working out and everything like that. Well, I started working out again this week, but because I just got my stitches removed. Last week, so I've been working out for the past week now. But I can't run. I won't be able to run for a whole month, which sucks. But I'll talk more about that in the fitness segment. But yeah, I've been recovering from surgery. And just for you guys that don't know, that's on Kick, or maybe this is your first time on the podcast, I like to do what is called a mental wellness check. I do it every single podcast, because who am I to tell you to get right physically if I'm not telling you to get right spiritually, and then also get right mentally as well. So it's not just all about the physical, you know, it's not just about the physical aspects, but it's also about mental and spiritual health as well. Shout out to Leah's follower. Appreciate you. Yeah, like I said, I'm on Kick, so you guys might hear my alerts. Got my alerts popping. You know how I am with Sonic. But here are 4 points that I use for what is called my mental wellness check. And by the way, disclaimer, always got to put a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. I am not a licensed physician. I'm not a professional. I am speaking to you guys from what my experience is and what has worked for me and my family. But I do know what may work for me may not work for you. But what I hope that these 4 points would do will encourage you to get right mentally, because you can be the most fit, physically fit person, but you have a terrible mental, if you have terrible mental health, all of that will crumble. Just like when I talk about in fitness, if you're brolic and everything like that, all muscles bulging out and everything like that, legs, hamstrings, quads all muscular, but then you got a weak core, all that's gonna crumble. That's just, all right, that looks nice, you got an 8-pack, cool, but if your core ain't really strong like that, you're gonna get broken very easily, trust me. So it's the same thing with your mental health. So mental health is very important, and you know, especially as an African-American male, you know, and now a father, you know, I have to teach my son about mental health and, you know, what to do and what not to do, and try to get the help and everything. And I'm not a professional. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, and he's going to make mistakes too, but we're trying to do better, right? So these 4 points help me and my family. So first thing is prayer. I never shy away from this. I am a God-fearing man. I do believe in a higher power, and I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. When it comes to prayer, my family is very, very, very into prayer. I mean, I'm not here to tell you to shove religion down your throat. That is not my place. And I'm also not here to judge if you do not believe in a higher power. That's on you. Hey, what works for you works for you, but I believe in a higher power. And when it comes to my mental health, God has helped me so much in my family with our mental health, especially mine. You know, for those that don't know, I suffer from anxiety, and I have for a very, very long time. And reading scriptures and just talking to God daily has really helped me, you know, and being more involved with my church. And then also forming those relationships with my church members, and studying the Bible really have helped me mentally. And I really encourage you guys to look into it. I may not know all the answers, but if you are curious about that, hit me up and I'll point you in the right direction. Second, communication. Communication is key. Now, being a married man, I'm working on communication every day. Got to, because it's just as I'm an only child. So, you know, there was I communicated to my parents, but there's only so much I can do when it comes to communication. And I work on communication daily. When it comes to your mental health, look, man, like, the person, someone can't know exactly what you go through. Some people can't know what you go through unless you tell them. And I know it's a little bit easier. It's easier said than done. But, you know, it's important to speak about your mental health and let people know, hey, I don't, something doesn't feel right. Now, of course, it's easier said than done. So I encourage you to find intricate ways that you can tell your family, your friends, your loved ones, if you're truly struggling mentally. Of course, I get it. Sometimes it's hard, but you got to find those ways to do it. So, you know, your loved ones can help you, because we're not meant to do things by ourselves, you know. God did not mean for us to be by ourselves at all. So try to get the help if you can. If you can't reach out to friends, family, and loved ones, I encourage you to reach out to a licensed physician. Ask questions. Asking question help. Third, video games. I mean, come on now. Look on the platforms that I've been on with Twitch and with Kick and everything along those lines. Like, look, man, video games are great for your mental health. I don't care what anybody says. As long as you are taking care of your priorities, video games is excellent for your mental health. So, you know, I'll always talk about this, and I'll always hold this near and dear to me. With the pandemic hit, and the wife and I were stuck in the house, man, like, it helped so much mentally when we played Animal Crossing. It just, oh man, Animal Crossing couldn't have came at a better time, man. And, you know, and I'm just giving you guys an example. I'm sure I can use plenty other examples that, you know, video games has helped my mental health and whatnot. But yeah, that was obviously the pandemic sucked, but man did Animal Crossing come in clutch. So video games are excellent. As long as you're taking care of your priorities, video games are great. Don't stop letting the internet fool you and tell you, oh, video games are terrible for you. No, they're not. As long as you know right from wrong, you know what in a video game is not what you do in real life, and your priorities in order, video games are excellent. And last and certainly not least, your fitness. Fitness is amazing for your mental health. Let me tell you about this, right? So you guys know I'm recovering from surgery. The past two weeks, I wasn't able to work out due to me recovering from surgery and having my stitches and everything like that. And just, you know, not really trying to push my body because my body was recovering. I was playing, and this is going to be kind of funny, but I was playing Remnant 2 on the hardest difficulty. And at that point in time, this example, I was getting frustrated because I was like, yo, like, I need to grind and everything like that. I need my character up. I was like, yo, this boss is really whooping my behind. And, you know, I'm saying this is, if that negative energy that might get pent up for sometimes of being frustrated, it's not just in video games, but just in life in general, it's never okay to keep and harbor that. So you take that negative energy that you get from frustration, things that go around the world, because we unfortunately live in an evil world, whatever it may be that you're dealing with mentally, you go to the gym and you exert all that force out, you take all that negative energy and turn it into positive, man, it does so much things and wonders for your body. Not only is it helping for your physical health, but it's doing wonders for your mental health, and you just feel so much better. Yeah, you might be tired and everything like that, for sure, absolutely. But then, you know, honestly, getting it in the gym, doing some running, doing some lifting, doing whatever, jumping jacks, walking a dog, you know, doing some yard work, whatever it may be, like, honestly, after you exert that yourself and get fitness involved, like, you think clearer. You have some type of peace, and I really do encourage those to utilize fitness. When you look, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you might have a disagreement, you may have a different disagreement with your parents, you may have a disagreement with somebody at work, I promise you guys, you'll feel much better taking that energy that you feel inside and exerting it out for fitness. And with that, this is my mental wellness check. I'm not a licensed physician, and I don't claim to be, but I do hope that those 4 points with prayer, talking to higher power, communication, video games, and fitness encourage you guys to get right mentally, because I can't tell you how to get right physically if I don't talk about your mental and spiritual health, which is just as important. So, for those of you new, I do what is called the Daddy Dorian Experience, because being a father, a husband as well, but being a father and being a parent plays a huge role in my fitness life and your lifestyle. Now, my child, almost 3 years old, is very, very active. Man, he's active. He's just growing and growing and growing and growing and eating and eating and eating and eating. He won't stop. He plays a huge role in my fitness life. Now, I want to be one of those dads, God willing, that I can be super active and working out in the gym all the time, getting right and staying right with a diet, healthy diet, drinking my gallon of water a day and everything. I want to be that father that is active in their child's life when it comes from a sports perspective. But I also want to be in shape, because I always felt like, unless there's like some medical reason and everything like that, I get it. But I always felt like as a kid, like I was always very athletic. I was way more athletic than a lot of my peers. And then I always was like, how can these coaches, and some of these coaches that coached me were super in shape and everything. I'm talking some of the other ones. I never understood it growing, especially like a teenager. How can you teach me about fitness, getting it in the gym, if you're not fit yourself? And again, this is not for anybody that has any type of medical issues or anything like that, or any physical or mental setbacks. I'm just talking about in general. If you're an able-bodied person and you're coaching, I never understood it as a kid, never understood it as a teenager and an adult. I never understood it. Now, my father, he worked out with me, ran hills with me and everything. Now, he may have been yelling at me most of the time, but at least he was doing it with me. He was out there grinding. He wasn't just telling me and blowing the whistle. He was doing it. So maybe that's why I have that mentality. Maybe that's why I have that mindset. But I want to be like that with my son and future kids. I want to be active, God willing. So yeah, I have to be active for my son. Like, I don't just work out for my own well-being and everything like that. Or, like, you know, I utilize my God-given talent, and, you know, and I do it for my family. I do it for my friends. I do it for my loved ones. I do it for people like you guys, the viewers, people that are getting courage and, you know, whatnot. I do this not just for myself. It's because it's not about me. It's not, you know, and this is not about me. It's not. I'm not able to do the things I do by myself. I have a village. It takes a village. And I want to be able to be an active father in my child's life. And speaking of being an active father, when it comes to, like, and I don't mean like just being in my kid's life. Of course I'm doing that. I mean, like, you know, being in my son's life from a physical standpoint of sports. Can't coach it if I can't exemplify it myself, pretty much. I signed my son up for his first sport. Dorian will be playing football. I signed him up. I almost shedded a tear today. I can't wait. I'm gonna buy him his first pair of cleats. Oh man, I'm gonna save him too. Like, get his first pair of cleats, his athletic gear and everything like that. I know his grandparents are gonna help me out and everything like that. Oh man, I can't wait. It's gonna be a parent child class and everything. We're gonna do some soccer stuff and whatnot. And he already told me when he finished soccer, he wants to play basketball. So I'm like, all right, bets. So I'm already. Shout out to Liz Fowler. Appreciate you. So he already wants to play basketball afterwards. So my thing is, when it comes to my son, especially when he gets older, as long as he's listening in the house and listening to his mother and father, and he is doing his job in school, I will let him do whatever extracurricular activities that he would like to do. I'm going to encourage it, but he has to be doing right in school, and he has to be respectful at home. Any of those slip, he ain't doing no sports. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be great. I can't wait for him to start soccer. So that is it for the Daddy Dorian Experience. Oh, by the way, I just want to put this out on the podcast. My son's a traitor. He's a big fat traitor. He's a grandma's boy now. I don't want daddy, I want nana. Well, boy, that's my mama. Like, come on now. But I love my son, man. Love being a father. All right, let's get into some gaming, y'all. So, games currently playing right now. Remnant 2. So, I'm playing the end game right now. I'm gearing up for Apocalypse so I can be able to join the likes of Siggy and Ethos. You know, guys that actually beat the game. And, yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I talked about it a little bit earlier, but I'm putting it on the podcast. Yeah, I'm talking to you, JG. Yeah, I'm talking to you, TBH. I got something for y'all. bet. Playing Street Fighter 6 a little bit still. Rashid and Kimberly, I'm gold right now in Rashid. It's funny, she just, you know, just became my main. Like, look, like Nomad told me last week at Evo, you just feel more natural with Rashid, and I think he's right, because I got to gold quickly, very quickly for Rashid, so I'm at gold right now. I finished playing, and I'm actually still playing. I gotta unlock the rest of the characters. Double Dragon Gaiden, Rise of the Dragons. And I'm getting ready to play Metroid, the remake for the Switch. I have not played it yet, so I ordered it and it comes in tomorrow. I like my physical copies, so I'm just gonna game. I'm gonna play, probably just beat it over the weekend or whatnot. But yeah, games I'm looking forward to: Mortal Kombat 1, Super Mario Wonder, Spider-Man 2, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Madden 24. Now, I say Madden 24 because I've always been a NCAA football kind of guy. I like NCAA football. It's always been the better football game, in my opinion, from everything, from animations to the play style, the gameplay, to the abilities and whatnot that you could be able to do. I've always enjoyed that. I always enjoyed being able to take my start off in high school and then play your high school games. Then you make it to your state championship, like playoffs and whatever, and then you play for the state championship, and then you declare for which university you want to go to, and then you play out your freshman year all the way up to your senior year before you can actually transport your college senior over to Madden. I've always been an NCAA football fan more than I've been a Madden fan, but I can't, and you know, NCAA football is most likely coming back next year due to the name and likeness deal with student athletes. NCAA football can come back, so it's supposed to be slated to come back by EA next year. Now, Madden, I'm actually a little excited to play Madden, because if you guys are a fan of the OG Maddens, especially like on the PlayStation, the GameCube and everything like that, Madden 04, Madden 03, Madden 2000, like, I used to love playing the mini games and the practice modes. I just loved it. I still remember to this day listening to Outkast, playing Madden with Michael Vick, doing all the drills and everything like that, the mini camps, like everything like that. I loved doing those drills because I loved doing them in person and in football. I just enjoyed it. And they're bringing that back in Madden. Now, I still feel like sometimes that Madden is not for football players. What do I mean by that? And look, I got people over at EA. I've worked with people over at EA and everything like that, and I've always appreciated the opportunity and whatnot. But the reason why I feel like not, and I no disrespect to none of the athletes and people that they get to do the game, because this is not on them. This is a programming thing. I feel like Madden is not necessarily for football players, because there's a lot of things that happen in that play in Madden that just doesn't make sense, because you wouldn't do it in the NFL. Now, and if you did, you get cut. I don't care how much multi-million dollars, you're gonna get your contract sent somewhere else. So what would I mean by that? Last year's Madden, I would remember playing it very vividly. I had the EA gameplay, or I forgot which EA thing was, you know, pay every month and everything like that, you get access to all the EA games. I was running a route. I remember I had a fast quarterback. I said, yo, I'm about to do a play action and then I'm going to dip. I had a receiver far 20, 30 yards up the field. He ran his route, right? I did play action. I started running. I had a lead blocker. I was like, bet, we out. And then I remember this very vividly. I did the creative player mode. And I remember this very, very detailed. Before I ran past the wide receiver that was supposed to be one of my lead blockers, he stopped blocking and literally walked off the field. I remember that to a T and was so upset, because I'm like, first of all, you're not doing that in high school. You're getting yelled at and you're getting removed from the field. That's not realistic. You don't just... Why you stop playing before the you're supposed to play to the whistle. That's one of the first rules that you learn in football. You play to the whistle is blown. And this wide receiver literally just stopped blocking and walked off the field. Now, mind you, I even made a cut off the behind my wide receiver's butt. And what do I mean by that? When, 'cause I'm a running back, so the way I look at it is, depending on the way the receiver is blocking or my lead blocker is blocking, I will cut to the left off the receiver's butt or to the right. He stopped. So I end up getting tackled, and I could not believe it. And since then, I was actually like, yo, this Madden ain't for football players. It's just not. And it just don't make logical sense. Like, you don't do stuff like that. People don't quit on the field, and you're not supposed to. And that's what was happening in Madden a lot last year. And I was like, nah, I'm good. But I might play it because of the mini games. I'm not even going to front in the camps and everything like that. 2K24, I'm interested in it because 2K23 was great. I loved it. Do not change the shooting. Make it difficult for y'all. Make it. And make the dribbling difficult. You dribble guides. Don't change. Mike Wang, Ronnie, don't change it. Make them suffer. Make them struggle. Get good. Hey, man, I love my stretch four. I got good in my shot and everything like that. I'm greening and everything like that. I'm good. I'm playing defense, getting rebounds and everything like that. I'm good. I'm in a good place with 2K. Make it the same way. Recent games beat Ember Knights, Final Fantasy 16, Double Dragon Gaiden, Rise of the Dragon, and Remnant 2. Yeah, so we have beaten four games, and let's talk about two of the games very quickly. So Double Dragon Gaiden, Rise of the Dragon came out July 27th of 2023. It's developed by Secret Base PTE LTD. Is for the Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, the PC, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox One. It is a fighter game, and it's a side-scroller beat-em-up. It's published by Modus Games and Joysticks, and it's part of the Double Dragons series. Now, I've always been a friend of side-scroller beat-em-ups. I always got that place a near dear in my heart. I don't need side-scroller beat-em-ups to be super realistic when it comes to graphics. I love the nostalgic feel, but it's not just about the nostalgic feel. It's about the control and gameplay. And I believe that Double Dragon Gaiden, Rise of the Dragons, stays true to the series when it comes to the control and gameplay. You have combos out the yin yang. I'm talking hitting 99 plus combos. I'm talking hitting special moves where if you hit three or four or five people with a special move, you get rewarded with health. And if you already have full health, then you actually get that as cash. The premise in the whole thing is to go through the story of the side scroller beat em ups. Now there's only four areas. So this game is, I think, like, was like $20 or whatever like that. Definitely spend the money. It's worth it. Absolutely. I got it physically on the Switch. It just makes sense. My wife loves side scroller beat 'em ups with me. I beat the game with my wife, and I beat it by myself as well. Hardest difficulty. I beat the game as well. I beat it with my wife. We loved it. I really enjoy the gameplay. I think it stays true to the series. Not much to get into detail about it. It stays true to the series. The music is awesome. Yes, the graphic is not of 2023-esque type of graphics or realistic, but you're playing a side-scroller 8-bit beat-em-up. You don't need realistic graphics when it comes to games like this. This is fine. So this was what I said. This is perfect for the Switch. The sound is awesome. The music is fantastic. Nostalgia all over again. Just like when I played Streets of Rage. Dog, I had to sit on Streets of Rage. I had to sit in the menu screen and just listen to the music, and I was like, yo, this needs to be an extended version on YouTube. And that's the same with Double Dragon. I feel like their soundboard and the music and whoever did the producing and everything gets you right into all your nostalgic feels. Story is cool and everything like that. Pretty straightforward. You got these lieutenants going around the area of New York and whatnot, and you have to take the area back from the lieutenants, and then you have the final major boss and whatnot. It's pretty dope, but it's straightforward. It can be very difficult because there is for the gameplay. Now, this is why I said I beat it on the hardest difficulty, because what you can do is pretty much how you unlock other characters and playable characters and whatnot. You get these poker chips, but you have to get money. So you convert the money to poker chips. But how you do that is, and you start, so you get a primary and a secondary character. After you get the primary and secondary character, you can choose. Then you can choose, like, you choose like your difficulty. The lower everything is, the less money it takes to convert your cash into poker chips. And then based off that, you can unlock characters. Some characters are 5, 15, 25, and I think the last person is 50. So pretty much if you do everything and lower everything, so it can be very difficult, or raise everything, could be very difficult. You do permadeath, meaning once you have your, once you die, that's it. And then you make it a higher difficulty for health, for enemies, aggression, all that stuff like that. I think it's only like $500 per chip. So, and the premise is to collect as much money as possible. But for you to do that in the hardest difficulty, you need to explore everything. You need to break everything and everything like that. It stays true to the name. It's great. The replayability is there, especially because if you want to try to unlock all the characters, that's actually what I'm doing right now. So if I had to give the Double Dragon Gaiden Rise of the Dragon an official GamerFlex score, I would give it a 9.5 or I give it a 9. A 9 out of 10. It's not perfect because the loading screens are absolutely terrible. Like, it takes so long to load. Yes, I'm docking it for the loading screen. But everything else is awesome. 9 out of 10. Official GamerFlex review of Double Dragon Gaiden Rise of the Dragon. Great game. Price point's amazing. Go get it. It's worth it. Definitely if you have a Switch too, but it's definitely worth it. Such a great game. Such a great game. Let's talk about a game that was kind of like low key, Ember Knight. So Ember's Knight is originally came out on PC, and then they originally came out on PC, and then it just low key came out on the Switch just recently. Actually, it came out on the Switch for I think July 18th. It came out on the Switch, but it was original. Okay, so Ember's Knight is a video game. It's available on Steam and on Nintendo Switch. It's actually available on the PlayStation 4 and MacBook and Xbox One. Initially it was released April 20th of 2022, but then like I said, it just came out on a Switch on July 18th of this year. It was developed by Doom Turtle. It is a role-playing video game and fighting game, and is a rogue-like, whatever you how you want to say the genre. And it was is published by Asmodee. Look, the game is fire. I'm just going to talk about the controls, the gameplay, and the sound. The game, you take this little, you take like you're just Ember, you're an actual Ember. You can have different colors and everything like that when it comes to the embers, and you can be able to pretty much go around these different worlds. Now, I mentioned that this is a roguelite game. For those that don't know about the genre, so pretty much the game is once you die, you go back from the beginning, you lose all your health, you lose everything, and you're done. Now, you get the experience, and you learn more about the bosses and everything like that, and then you come back stronger. So this is kind of like the same thing. Like, you lose like all the temporary stuff, but the permanent upgrades you get to keep. So you get different skill sets, you get different mods and everything like that. The best way to explain it, if you played Hades on the Switch or played Hades on any platform, then it's just like this, but it's Ember Knight. Such a dope and low-key game. Story is cool and everything like that, silly and everything like that, but it's about the gameplay, it's about the control. And this is, you can play this with four players too, by the way, but I played it solo dolo. And when you get to the end game, oh man, it gets insane. So I'm not gonna really, and there's replayabilities, there's a lot of things to unlock. I'm not even gonna go too much in detail for it, because it's pretty quick. It's worth the price. It's like another $20. It's worth the price. If I had to give Ember Knights an official GamerFlex score, I would give it an 8 out of 10. Not perfect, great game, fire, very short, but a dope game. Definitely would highly recommend you guys check it out. That is Ember's Knight. Let's go ahead and talk about Final Fantasy 16. Gotta talk about it, you guys. So Final Fantasy 16 is a 2023 action role-playing game developed and published by Square Enix, the 16th main installment in a Final Fantasy series, and it was released for a timed exclusive on the PS5. Its initial release date was June 22nd of 2023. Of course, like I said, the platform at the time of this recording, which is 8/14 of 2023, initially it was just a timed exclusive with the PS5. It is a single player video game. It is a action role playing video game, and definitely a fighting game for sure. And I usually, let's just talk about it. So from the control and the gameplay. Oh, the controls are awesome, by the way. I played it on the hardest difficulty, and the gameplay is so dope. And the gameplay was so dope that I was so addicted to wanting to go back and fight and play all the gameplays and get all the combos, use all the abilities and whatnot, and show, like, yo, I got this. Like, I'm nice with it. And I think that there's a huge takeaway, because I was so addicted to the gameplay and the controls and the fighting that I lost some interest. Now, some of the cutscenes were dope, but there was a lot of cutscenes that were just didn't make any sense. You walk 10 steps and then you got another cutscene. You walk one step, you got another cutscene. And then, like, it took me away from the gameplay. I just wanted to get through the cutscenes so I can play the game. Like, that's where I was. But controls and gameplay is awesome. If you ever played a Devil May Cry game, they definitely incorporate that. I believe they got the guy from Devil May Cry over on the team at Square Enix. And if the combat makes sense, I loved it. Sound, awesome. Final Fantasy series have always had awesome sound and always have had awesome music. Fire. Graphics, it did not look that good to me, and I'm just gonna keep it real with you guys. I feel like that this guy, get it, is a huge open world game and everything like that. Some of the cutscenes look beautiful, but in-game stuff did not look good. And yes, there is a you can play it in fidelity or performance mode, and yes, I played it on performance because this is a combat fight and action RPG. You need performance. I need my frames, but I would say that I would have elected to, and you know, even for streaming purposes, it would have been dope to have the PC version, because I know the PC version is gonna look nice. But no, I don't think this game looked that good on the PS5, which is unfortunate, because there's been a lot of games that look amazing on the PS5. But I don't think that, you know, Square Enix did a good job when it comes to the graphics on the game. I don't think the game looked good. I don't think the game looked good. That's one of my major point deductions, is the fact that I don't think this game looked good. I think some of the cutscenes look beautiful, from the vibrant colors and everything like that to the action sequences. But when you're in game, nah, it's a no for me, dog. It's not bad, but it's definitely like, yo, this, nah, man, I don't like it, like, personally. Story and the characters, definitely a lot of world building. Characters are dope. Story is great, but again, I have to knock it down for the cutscenes. I do not believe that. Look, Final Fantasy 16, the movie, gonna go crazy. What do I mean by that? Go on YouTube and look up Final Fantasy cutscenes. There's so many cutscenes in this game, it's ridiculous. And I think some of the cutscenes are dope. It does progress the story forward, but I feel like there's a lot of cutscenes that unfortunately take you out of that action. You know, you might as well just put your controller down and get ready to watch the movie. I know that's like a little console war thing between Sony and Microsoft when it comes to the Xbox and PlayStation games, that Sony has cinematic games. This is truly a cinematic game now, but the thing is, though, it just, the action and controls and gameplay is so dope that there's so many cutscenes, it takes you out. It's not paced correctly. I don't know how to really explain it. You guys just have to play it yourself. But I don't like how many cutscenes it is, and pointless cutscenes. I know there's some cutscenes that make sense, and that's what you're supposed to do, and I understand that. That's not a problem. It helps progress the story and everything like that. The story is actually great, but my problem is it's the cutscenes that are so pointless. There's so many pointless cutscenes in this game. I'm like, this is a cutscene? Really? Now, I honestly think maybe the cutscenes is due to how large and open this game is, and they needed cutscenes to give a lot of time in the background to load everything up and whatnot. I think that's what it is. But again, cutscene heavy, that just the ones that are pointless, I don't like it. Replayability, unless you're trying to 100% it, I don't really think there's a lot of replayability personally. But if I had to give Final Fantasy 16 an official GamerFlex score, I would give it an 8.5. I love the combat, but I have to dock it for the cutscene length, and the, not even the length of the cutscenes, for the cutscenes that don't even make any sense. And I have to dock it for the graphics. It just doesn't look that good to me. But other than that, it's fun, it's addicting. The gameplay is addicting, but you get taken out of the ambiance sometimes because of how the cutscenes are. Like, it just, you know, but I give an official score, a Game Reflex score of 8.5. I do see people putting it as their potential game of the year, but me personally, nah, I'm good. Last and certainly not least, Remnant 2. So again, I'm gonna say this right now. Remnant 2 is probably my sleeper hit of the year right now, because I wasn't really, personally, I wasn't really looking for Remnant 2 or whatever like that. Eventually, I saw the guys on it, guys at GI and everything like that, they were on it. I was like, oh, it was okay, this looks kind of cool. I was like, but yo, I hadn't played the first one. You're like, nah, TBH was like, nah, you ain't got to play the first one. You're all right. I was like, all right, bet, I tried it out. Loved it. Been addicted to it since. Remnant 2 is definitely like the sleeper hit of the year. It almost reminds me of like sleeper hit of the year for... what was that game? Shadow of Mordor, when it originally came out. That was like my sleeper hit of the year, because I was like, yo, that game ain't gonna be nothing. Man, what? That game was fire with the Nemesis system. But Remnant 2 is a third-person shooter, action role-playing video game developed by Gunfire Games and published by Gearbox Publishing. It is a sequel to Remnant from the Ashes. The game was released on PS5, went PC, and Xbox Series X and S July 25th of 2023. Now, I played this on PC and it looks and runs great, but they did do a patch that made getting into a game with people like super laggy. Developed by Gunfire Games, and let's talk about it. So, controls and gameplay from Remnant 2. Remnant 2 is everybody's story. You'll get to the same endpoint, but how you get there is different. How I get my story may not be how Siggy gets his story, and it may not be how JG or TBH get their story. And there's generated things and changes within the world of Remnant, which is just so dope that I may see something in my gameplay, but then if I join Ethos, I'm like, I didn't see this boss. I didn't see this. I think that's awesome. I think that's really awesome. I think Gunfire Games and I think they did an amazing job at this game. You start off with a starter archetype. Once you get to level 10, then you can be able to unlock, and you can be able to have dual archetypes. You can continue to unlock different archetypes throughout the game. As you can progress and go through different worlds, you get stronger. You get abilities to be able to level up your archetypes to level 10 before you initially beat the game. You are capped at 10, then you can get higher once you get ready and gear up for Apocalypse, which is the highest difficulty after you beat the game. Initially, the highest difficulty is Nightmare, which what I did, I beat the game solo dolo by myself. You heard that? Beat the game solo dolo by myself, TBH and JG. Something I challenge you guys to do. Talk about it in a little bit. Yeah, you can be able to upgrade your character. You can upgrade your weapons. This is an action role-playing game. You can grind in this game. You can farm. Sorry, some farms are being patched and whatnot. You know what it is. Old McDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. Yep, I'm there. I'm farming. Yep. I need to farm to get my level up. Bet. I need to farm to get my dragon hearts up so I can be able to have when I want to heal. Yep, let's do it. And this game has some dope weapons. Now, they don't have it like epic, legendary, basic. No, they don't have none of that. But they do have a lot of unique guns. And they have a lot of unique rings. And these unique rings give you different abilities. Now, you can have up to, I believe, 3 to 4 rings. And you can wear an amulet. You have you get a helm. So you get different helmets, torso, leg stuff. You get arm, you know, gloves and everything like that. So the customization is dope. You get different archetypes. I started off with medic, so I got the LMG, and then once I started actually upgrading the LMG, because I really didn't, and here's the thing that they don't tell you, you're not supposed to upgrade every gun. Once you find a gun that you really like, then you start upgrading it. I was saving a lot of my resources and whatnot and scraps and everything, because it takes money to upgrade. It takes different things to upgrade your weapons, especially higher. Then you have what is called mutilators, which are like mods that if you attach on the gun, that can be able to help as well. And that takes a lot of resources. So you're going to run out of resources. So don't upgrade until you're ready. So I enjoyed it. I got a good gun. I have a, my build is like a blood build, just like what I did for Diablo. It's a blood build and it inflicts bleed, which is, oh man, it is great. That's what helped me with the final boss for sure. But I've been rocking it ever since. I've been rocking the blood build and I love it. So you can upgrade you get mutilators, you can upgrade your mods, you can upgrade your weapons, you can upgrade your you can do different rings and whatnot. There's a lot of calculations and whatnot, and I think that's awesome. The story's pretty dope. Again, I didn't play the first one, but I got invested into the second one. It was pretty dope, but it's not really about the story. It's about grind. It's about the action role-playing games and getting powerful, getting dope weapons. There's so many secrets in this game. It's fantastic and it's super dope. I'm still discovering secrets in this game now. The replayability is through the roof for this game. So if I had to give Remnant 2 an official GamerFlex score, I would give Remnant 2 a 9.5. Now, it's not perfect, but it's dang near close. And Remnant 2 has actually entered my list of Game of the Year, for sure. I'm still contemplating if it's above Star Wars Jedi Survivor, but it's right there, y'all. Like, I'm talking, it's neck and neck. But I'm still playing Remnant 2. It might actually overtake it, now that I continue to think about it and whatnot. Remnant 2 might be my Game of the Year right now, but I don't know. But the only reason why it's not, it's because of the story. Story for Star Wars Jedi Survivor, just so much better. But it makes sense why. Remnant is not really story driven. It's more about the grind. It's more about being OP. Figuring out what's the best build, what's the best archetype, what's the best stats, what's the best rings and elements and everything like that, which is super dope. But I'm still unlocking a whole bunch of stuff, but it's up there. So that has been my review on Final Fantasy 16, Ember Knights, Double Dragon, and Remnant 2. You know, we beat games over here. So before we talk about this whole GI thing real quick, because I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I want to put it on the podcast. I wanted to go over my list of games beat. I wanted to go over my games beat. I have my list right now. So, my games beat of 2023: Forspoken, Hi-Fi Rush, Hogwarts Legacy, Kirby Return to Dream Land, the Switch version, Wulong Final Fallen Dynasty. By the way, beat that on the hardest difficulty. Resident Evil 4 Remake, Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection, Mega Man Battle Network 1, Horizon Forbidden West, Burning Shores, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, also beat that on the hardest difficulty. The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. I don't really want to count. I don't know if I can count Street Fighter 6 because it does have a story for the characters, but I don't know if I want to beat it. I don't mention it, but I kind of did, but yeah. Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 16, Ember's Knight, Double Dragon, Gaiden, Rise of the Dragon, also beat it on the hardest difficulty. Remnant 2, beat it on the hardest difficulty before. So I'm about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I am at 16 games for this year. I think that's pretty good, considering all things considered. But yeah. All right, y'all. So before we get into the fitness segment and everything, and then the recap of Evo, because the recap of Evo is going to be pretty quick. Yo, I'm going to tell y'all this. Go check out the latest episode of the Game Illuminati podcast. I will link it down below on your favorite podcast platforms. We're doing this live on Kick again. Feel free to follow me on Kick. Kick.com/ace of all trades 01. So I was listening to the podcast, and like I said earlier before the podcast and we started recording, the homies TBH and JG had a lot to say to me about Remnant 2. Yo, bring that same energy, and I want y'all to beat the game on Nightmare. Go, you co-op bros, y'all go ahead, y'all go play the game by yourself, solo, dolo, and go beat the final boss on Nightmare. Yo, Mr. Pebbles, yeah, I'm talking to you, TBH. You got a lot of slick stuff to say. Yeah, my character was under level. Yes, my character was going down a lot, and I'm supposed to be the medic. Absolutely. But I was 3 to 4 levels beneath you guys in your area for the Ravager area, sir. And then also, my guns had not been upgraded yet because I was still trying to figure out what build works best for me. But I was like, yo, just pull up the squad and everything like that. So yeah, I went down a lot. But how about you beat the game without having somebody else's Siggy carry you? Even though you did clutch that the Ravager, I will give you that. You did. You know, Siggy was the one that Siggy did for, you know, provide a lot of the damage, but you did clutch it. I will give you your props on that. You beat the game on Nightmare by yourself. Nobody helping you. You beat it on Nightmare. Yo, JG, I know you busy and everything like that, but I know you said it on Twitter already. You're like, yo, I can't say nothing because you beat the game. I want you to beat it on Nightmare too, because y'all still talking slick. And I want to say this now. I know a lot of people won't kick, you know, there's people won't kick like, yo, they got beat. Nah, that's what brothers do. We go back and at it. You know what I'm saying? But y'all gonna put some respect in my name. I beat this game in Nightmare, solo dolo. For the most part, I played this by myself. I just grinded and everything like that, played it by myself. And you know, look, the final boss is actually, now once you download it, it's not bad, but it's pretty difficult. And you do it on Nightmare, you get hit a few times, it's a wrap depending on your build. So Iron Challenge, the Black Hokage, and U6JG to Don beat the final boss on Nightmare. Y'all talking crazy. And bring me on a podcast. That's like the third or fourth time on the podcast, last three or four podcasts, y'all been mentioning me and ain't letting me defend myself. I let the Sonic slander slide. Shouldn't have. Y'all know y'all can't talk about Sonic. But yeah, nah, y'all getting a little too familiar. Y'all need to fall back. You know what I'm saying? So I issued you guys the challenge. All right, anyways, just, you know, messing around with the guys and everything like that. I'm serious about that challenge though. Beat that game by yourself, co-op bros. Cause I beat it Nightmare by myself. Just saying. All right, you guys. So let's go ahead and talk about the Evo recap. So myself and the homie UTXJG Don, I know we're just talking mess to him and whatnot. That's my bro. He happened to stay out here with me in Vegas, and we had the opportunity to go check out Evo 2023. And this is definitely the biggest Evo ever. There were so many people. They increased the floor space. But it was such a wonderful time. Now, you know, I was masked up. I got my hand sanitizer and everything like that. I was dapping everybody up and everything like that. And right afterwards, and then going to the bathroom, shout out to the media, Andrew, we had media credentials and everything like that, so we got access to everything we needed to. They took good care of us, and then we also had some opportunities, and we made a lot of business, and I was very appreciative, and we networked with quite a few people. Shout out to the homie Trey, shout out to homie Fifth, shout out to homie shout out to Troll, shout out to Nomad. He was there, the homie Nomad, my other GI brethren, he was there, and we had a good time, man. So we got some hands on with some of the stuff, besides, like, obviously watching the fights and everything like that, which is very inspiring, makes you want to be like, yo, I could do that. And then you'd be like, oh no, I can't do that. But you try anyway. I got some hands-on work for three games in particular: MK1, Tekken 8, and Project L. Project L is probably going to be the sleeper of the three, because we already know what to expect from MK1 and Tekken 8. Y'all have an open mind when it comes to MK1, but MK1 is about to be fire. And for those of you guys that do not know, please, 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 please stop saying that MK1 is a restart, but it's a continuation of the story from MK11. I would highly encourage you guys to look up and watch the story, campaign story. I know campaign stories for fighters. Look, they've been doing amazing. I told Ed Boon this to his face. Yes, I got the homies and I got an opportunity to meet the legend himself, Ed Boon. And I told him to his face, I said, what you guys did for MK9, 10, and 11, what you're going to do with 1 has been an amazing thing for the story. And I know that, of course, it's all about the fighting, but the fact that you guys have really driven down and really been story heavy as well is amazing. So yeah, MK1 is a continuation of the story from MK11 in the DLC, of the Aftermath DLC. So it starts off with Fire God Liu Kang. This is his new world. You need to go check out the events of MK11 to see why it got like that. I would say start at MK9 and work yourself all the way down to MK11 and DLC Aftermath. It'll make more sense. But hands on with the game felt amazing. I believe this was the beta or the demo version that they got out for the open beta test. Didn't have an opportunity to do that, but definitely got my hands on with the game a lot, and it's great. I cannot wait for it. I got my pre-order ready for PS5. It's going to be amazing. Tekken 8, Bandai Namco, had an opportunity to play that. Tekken 8 is going to be dope. I'm not really into Tekken 8 like that. I've just gotten them every year, every time they come out, but I'm excited for it. I'm actually trying to do better, do a little bit more with Tekken 8, because it's fun. I enjoyed it. Project L, oh man. Project L is fire, y'all. That man, Riot, what they're doing with Project L is gonna be so dope, man. Now, Project L, I had the opportunity to use two of the characters of the four characters that I that was available for the demo. And this was the first time ever having hands-on work with Project L. There is no official demo out right now. But I the player character playable character at Evo that I played with is Echo. And I played with Darius, which is like a heavy dog. Darius and Echo paired together is dope. I cannot wait for the other characters, but I played a lot with Darius and Echo, and then Yasuo. He's like a swordsman. I used him as well too. It's pretty good. Project L is dope. I just didn't expect it to be so floaty. But the thing that makes this awesome is a 2v2 team based fighting game. Like, you can tag people in. It was fire. Me and JG were putting in work. You know what I'm saying? There's a video out there on Twitter. X, whatever you want to call it, that Nomad tweeted out. But yo, man, that Project L is dope. I can't wait for it. The championship, so everything at Evo was fire. Angry Bird won for Street Fighter Championships, which is insane. Jabril won for Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3. Leffen won for Guilty Gear Strive. Zhao Hai won it for the King of Fighters 15. Ninja Killer ended up winning for Mortal Kombat 11. Moai won it for Melty Blood, Type Lumina. Ikari won it for Dragon Ball Fighters Z. Arslan Ash won it for Tekken 7. Man, this was such an amazing thing. And man, even that Evo has now officially have its own day in Vegas, man. It was crazy. Championship was out of this world, man. Shout out to the homie JG for pulling up, man, staying with me. We went out there. Shout out to my boy Nomad, man, being out there, whatnot with us for most of the days. Like, oh man, Evo was great. Such a dope experience. And before we end the podcast, you guys, I wanted to talk about the fitness stuff. So now you guys know that I am recovering from surgery. I just got back to working out like this past week. It's not that it's been difficult, but it's difficult because I can't do any lower body work. But I've gotten lower body workouts by all that hopping and everything like that I was doing because I couldn't put any pressure on my foot. I'm just starting to put pressure on my foot now. I still have like a gap of tissue missing in my heel, where it's still closing up, but the most part is healed because of my stitches. It's been, I will say this, my conditioning is going to suck, because I haven't ran in, over a month. And so I know that it's going to be, by the time everything, like where I can start actually running, it's going to be pretty bad. So I'm going to have to start doing 1 mile again and then go work my way back up to 5 miles. The soreness in my heel, I have to be careful on exerting a lot of force on my heel and putting a lot of weight on my heel. So I've been trying to be very careful doing core and light impact work. Using my loop fitness bands, utilizing my utilizing the bench I have in my home gym or going to the gym I go to. I'm gonna just focus on abs and upper body for right now. I can't really do lower body. I can do the lower body workouts that are require the machine. I can't do squats or anything like that, so I will do that. But other than that, that's all I can do right now. I'm taking it day by day. I'm blessed that the surgery went well and everything like that, and I hope to have a full recovery. And just gotta take it day by day. But man, I'm getting back in the gym. I love it. I missed it, but I understand that sometimes that was God telling me, yo, you gotta chill out, because I was going every day, like every day, up until I got the surgery. Afterwards, my sports doctor was like, nah, you gotta chill. So that's what I've been doing, but I'm looking forward to it. By the way, you guys, we do what is called Gamerflex X Lions Den workout. Is a collaboration with myself, my brand Gamerflex, and Las Vegas Inferno. We call it the Lions Den. It's a very tangible workout that you can be able to get on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Twitter, aka X, and our X, aka Twitter, and on IG. It's tangible workouts. You could be able to do it Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. And it's just to help encourage you guys to get right in the gym. I saw a dope idea that I talked to my boy. Shout out to Rico. He is the official trainer, and he's the head coach of the Celtics Gaming for the NBA 2K League. So that's been really dope, and I've been talking to him about trying to incorporate something for the Inferno that he came out with, which is, and of course, give credit where credit is due. Not many of us out there, so you know, we're going to be out here eating, but I look forward to bringing it to the Inferno. Shout out to everybody. I mentioned it on Twitter or on X, whatever. I might be potentially joining a panel with Tomination Tom, which is the first partner streamer on Twitch. I might be joining a panel possibly when it comes to TwitchCon this week, this fall, about the importance of fitness and incorporating a healthy relationship with content creation and making sure that your health and fitness is a priority. So if I get the opportunity, I'll talk to you guys more about it. Yes, it's on a rival platform, but you know, something like that exceeds Twitch, exceeds Kick. You know, it's about health, it's about fitness, it's really about the importance of that. So if I have the opportunity to talk, I would love to. I mean, that's exactly what we do here at Gamer Flex. So I look forward to the potential opportunity, but I will tell you guys more about that. Shout out to everybody on Kick for coming through. This is Ace of All Trades. Be sure to follow me on kick.com/aceofalltrades01. Feel free to follow me over on my social media platforms if you want to be able to get trained, personal training, either virtually or in person. Hit me up in my DMs and we can work something out, send you some stuff and documentation, paperwork and whatnot. Be ready for more workout breakdowns on IG, YouTube and Twitter. Looking forward to more workout reels, collaborations and new sponsors. And this has been another episode of the Gamer Flex podcast. You guys, again, JG and TBH beat Remnant 2, the final boss, by yourself on Nightmare. If not, leave me alone. So appreciate you guys for coming through. Thank you guys so much for everything. You guys have been awesome. Stay have an awesome, great day. Stay blessed, work hard, play even hard. It's Ace of All Trades, and I'm out.